Gaurapremanandi. Jayam Vishnu Pad Vanamaham Zabari Vidaka Chanja Ashtatarajata Shishi Mada Hildavang Graishila A.C. Bhakti Vadanta Tridandika Swami Maharam Prabhupadaki Jai Yaskan Pandavacharya Srila Prabhupadaki Jai Pratita Pavana Savior of the Fallen Souls Srila Prabhupadaki Jai Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Panvanamaham Zubhati Vijaka Charnuja Ashtatara Jadashi Shemad Hildavang Graishila Bhakti Siddhanta Sadasvati Goswami Maharal Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Chanja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Paramsaka Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai, Mayapur Dhamma ki jai, Navadip Dhamma ki jai, Jagannath Puri Dhamma ki jai, Ganga Mayi ki jai, Jamuna Mayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Guru Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Buddha. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamaditi Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschachari Satarine. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 26. King Paranjana goes to the forest to hunt, text number 22. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Parama Anugraha Danda Pridyeshu Prabhuna Arpita Bala Na Veda Tat Tanvi Bandhu Krityam Amarshana. Paramanugraha dando Prajeshu Prabhanarpita Balo Naveda Tanvi Bandhu Krityam Amarshana. Paramanugraha dando Prajeshu Prabhanarpita Balo Naveda Tattanvi Bandhu Krityam Amarshana. Paramanugraha Dando Prajeshu Prabhanarpita Balo Naveda Tattanvi Bandhu Krityam Amarshana. Namanugraha dando Pradeshu Prabhanarpita Palonavedatatanvi. Pandukritam amarshana. Paramanugraha dando. Vriteshu prapanarpita. Palonavedatatanvi. Pandukritam amarshana. Paramanugraha dando. Vedeshu prapanarpitaha bala naveda tatanvi pandukritama marshana. Ladies, paramanugraha dando vedeshu prapanarpita. Namo Naveda Tattandi Pandukritama Marshana Paramanugraha Dando Deshu Pravanarsipata Palo Naveda Tattandi Pandukritama Marshana Padama, supreme, anugraha, mercy, danda, punishment, vritcheshu, upon the servants, pravana, by the master, arpita, awarded, bala, foolish, no, does not, Veda, no, tat, that, chanvi, O slender maiden, bandhukrityam, the duty of a friend, amarshana, angry. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Balamahamsa Paribhujakacharnuja Ashtatarazadashi Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. My dear slender maiden, when a master chastises his servant, the servant should accept this as great mercy. One who becomes angry must be very foolish not to know that such is the duty of his friend. Purport. It is said that when a foolish man is instructed in something very nice, he generally cannot accept it. Indeed, he actually becomes angry. Such anger is compared to the poison of a serpent. For when a serpent is fed milk and bananas, its poison actually increases. Instead of becoming merciful or sober, the serpent increases its poisonous venom when fed nice foodstuffs. Similarly, when a fool is instructed, he does not rectify himself, but he actually becomes angry. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Nam Yigate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarvinam. Fools don't like to be chastised. Those who are intelligent and wise, they love chastisement. Prabhupada says, the student who is more chastised, he is advanced. So those who become disturbed by chastisement to try to talk their way out of it, well, you know, I really didn't do this, and you're misunderstanding, etc., 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 they're not very intelligent. Those who take chastisement is the greatest blessing. They become advanced very quickly in Krishna consciousness. They enter the realm of transcendental bliss. You see, if you get agitated when somebody corrects you, your mind gets all disturbed, you become unhappy, oh, I've been corrected, I've been chastised because I didn't shave today, you know, whatever. You're just punishing yourself, really. You see. Those who are intelligent see that the greatest mercy of the spiritual master is when he chastises me, or the Vaishnavas. You see. When they glorify me, well, that's all right, but when they correct me, that's when I'm really getting the mercy. That's how we have to see it. We have to train ourselves like that. When I'm being corrected, that's when I'm really getting the mercy. You see? Glorified, well, I got to be careful, I may get puffed up, you see. But when I'm chastised, then that puts me right where I belong, you see. That helps me to come back to where I really need to be. Feeling myself lower than the straw in the street. It's interesting how Prabhupada describes this here. The serpent, when he is fed milk and bananas, his poison increases. So when someone, this is interesting that chastisement is compared to milk and bananas. I mean, milk and bananas, we like that. Especially hot banana milk is pretty good. Combine them together with a little sugar and heat them up nicely. But hot banana milk is a real treat, you see. But chastisement is compared to milk and bananas here by Prabhupada. So next time you're chastised, think, well, thank you for the milk and the bananas. You see, you blessed me with milk and bananas, you see. What will carry you a long way along this pathway is called the attitude of gratitude. You have to see that everything that's coming to you at every minute is the unlimited mercy of Krishna, the unlimited mercy of Srimati Radharani, the unlimited mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and the unlimited mercy of Lord Nityananda, the unlimited mercy of all our Vaishnava Acharyas. You have to train yourself to see it in that way, you see. In such a way, your mind will never be disturbed. And you'll make steady advancement, moment by moment by moment. That beautiful lotus flower of Krishna bhakti within your heart will bloom brilliantly, luxuriantly will bloom. If you get all agitated when you're corrected, you're just closing the lotus flower up again, and it's retracting it, you see. Instead of letting it come forward, that blossoming of love of God is going to go, it's like regressing, you see. So don't become agitated when you're corrected. You see? That is intelligent. It's a short, if there's any questions, you can start passing them forward. Please tell us the evolution of preaching in Austin Center from the 70s till date. Well, it all began with Vishnujan Swami coming there, hearing that there was amazing things happening there. Some hippie was selling incense along with Prabhupada's books, and he was shaved up with a sika. He thought, it sounds like a good place to preach, and it was. I mean, but it took off like a rocket. One English professor became very favorable. He actually rented a house for the temple and took one room for himself and his wife. So within a short time, we had a building. I mean, from no money at all, there was a building. And it's interesting when Vishnujan Swami wanted to bring in somebody else to take charge because he had the order to open 10 temples. So he asked Ishan, who had been in London with Prabhupada, Ishan Prabhu and his wife Babavati, to come to take charge of the center so he could go on and open another one. And Ishan had been in London there when George Harrison was being cultivated. So he thought, we can get the big people. So for my initiation ceremony, Ishan Prabhu invited the mayor of Austin. This is an ISKCON first, that a mayor attended a temple function. The first time it happened was in Austin. The mayor of Austin attended my initiation ceremony. And boy, my father and mother were there, and boy, were they impressed. The mayor has come for my son's initiation ceremony? Wow. My dad was sitting and chatting with the mayor of Austin. He was really, really impressed. You can imagine what my parents thought. The mayor has come to attend my son's initiation. Then Vishnujan went on to San Antonio, and actually the center eventually closed. And then many years later, some devotees were sent there to reopen the center, and we thought to go and join them. After we came and started working with them, they left. So we were holding the bag once again, because I had an order from Prabhupada, please make our Austin Center a grand success. So I always feel a connection with Prabhupada there in Austin, because a direct order from Prabhupada. So we've been going on for many years. We got a house, and we live in a regular residential neighborhood. We turn the downstairs into the temple room. When you come in that house, you're not in a house anymore. It's a marble floor. The whole downstairs is just the temple room, a book rack, and the kitchen, and a beautiful marble altar with a beautiful carved wood top from India. Very beautiful. So many years we've been going on there, but it's in a residential neighborhood, so we make it more appreciable by the general public. We bought a building a year or two ago on the freeway, a big, nice building with a parking lot. So we're starting to operate there now. So things are going slowly but surely. We have some very nice devotees there, and Krishna's blessed us. Okay, what is the highest reversal you faced in your life, and how did it help you become Krishna conscious? Wow, I don't really see. I never really thought I was going through a reversal. I never experienced them like reversals. That was not my vision. I've seen everything as Krishna's mercy. I've never seen anything as a reversal. So I can't even think what would be a reversal. How to be polite and firm simultaneously. Well, firm means you may have to correct somebody, but it should be done with love, that's all, not out of anger. Simple thing. What one thing to do and not to do to stay in Krishna consciousness till the end of the life? But as especially a Prabhupada disciples who are still continuing practicing strongly, take the order of your spiritual master as your life and soul. That's what Prabhupada did, and those who do the same thing, they never leave, you see. I may like it, I may not like it, it doesn't matter.
My spiritual master's orders are there, and I'm going to hold on to my spiritual master's order for dear life, for all of eternity. That's the secret of success. If you don't mind, can you please tell us how much time it takes for you to chant 16 rounds? Well, it depends. Sometimes, actually, after 50 years, I chant much faster than in the beginning. It varies a little bit. Today it took me over an hour. It doesn't take me 2 hours. I can chant less than 2 hours. It varies a little bit depending on my focus, but I can do it in less than 2 hours. Guru Mata, she takes an hour to chant her runs. I don't know why you're asking these kind of questions. Huh? What's she saying? I can't hear you. What's she saying? Yeah, microphone. These sort of questions are not very important. How long does it take you to chant your rounds? I mean, I think you can...
It is important to ask the question on the subject matter.
Yeah, you should ask for the Bhagavatam. This is totally off the subject. I mean, I can chant much faster now than I did 50 years ago, but you can't artificially jump to that position. You have to chant at a natural speed where you can absorb yourself. You will naturally speed up over the years and decades, but you don't want to just artificially jump up with some idea of imitating someone else who's been chanting for 50 years.
The question should
be... So ask questions on the topic, please. We're jumping all over the universe.
Questions should be asked which will help others and myself, not something which will be boring for others.
Any more questions? Oh, a whole bunch of them. Okay, good. Let's hope we have some more relevant questions now. How long does it take you to take Pashadam? How long does it take you to eat a sweet bulb? I mean, come on, let's be relevant. You know, please tell your all these memories of this devotee and that devotee. It's not exactly it's every now and then is okay, but every question, please give me a memory of this devotee and a memory of that devotee. This is not really the subject matter for Bhagavatam Club. Okay. I may reject some questions this morning and take the ones that are more suitable for Bhagavatam. In our forums of counseling, when we guide students when they have problems in life, do we just tell them to do more bhakti or tell them to adjust certain things in life? Well, actually, bhakti means you have to adjust. I don't see you, there's two different things here. You have to learn how to, everyone has a life. They have their bodily maintenance, they may have some school, maybe family, there's so many situations everybody is in. You have to teach them specifically in their specific situation how to utilize that situation to advance Krishna consciousness. After Prabhupada left this world, there were many problems physically left. There were many problems in the ISKCON world. Can you share how you remain convinced to stay in ISKCON? It's a very simple thing. I joined this movement because I wanted to be fully surrendered to the will of God. And I also had a desire to see that there could be a spiritual revolution on this planet. And Prabhupada's being here or not being here doesn't change that. Problems in ISKCON or no problems in ISKCON doesn't change that. These teachings are perfect. These teachings will make me perfect, and these teachings can bring a new era of peace and prosperity to the whole planet. So it doesn't matter what's going on in ISKCON, whether it's ISKCON or MISKCON, I'm sticking in and I'm dedicated to making this movement successful. This Krishna consciousness is indeed the world religion. It actually is the world religion. It is the science of bhakti is the world religion. The Krishna consciousness is the perfection of religion, and it is indeed the world religion. A Krishna conscious Christian becomes a perfect Christian. A Krishna conscious Muslim becomes a perfect Muslim. Sikh, Jain, Hindu, etc. This is the perfection of religion. So anybody in any ism, if they take the science of bhakti as taught in the Bhagavad Gita, they'll become perfect in that religion. Yesterday when you were narrating, let's see if we get some more philosophical stuff here. My increase in time for reading and hearing is not because of a taste to glorify Krishna, because of the fear of cumbersome responsibilities in practical service. Cumbersome responsibilities? Why do you say cumbersome responsibilities? Actually, the more you take responsibilities for this movement, the more you become liberated from all cumbersomeness. Get your head on straight, Prabhu. How to overcome cheating of mind every time. What if a devotee cannot perform a particular duty? He should say yes to each and every seva. The best thing is whatever you're asked to do, you make your best effort to do it. Although I can't do that. By Krishna's grace, you can do anything. Whatever comes to you, you make the best endeavor to try to carry it out to the best of your ability. Krishna will help you. Take whatever comes at the mercy of Krishna. It is said that in our society, philosophy is perfect, but management is not always with our philosophy, in tune with our philosophy. That may be sometimes because we are not pure devotees yet. We're still struggling, trying to get out of Maya. Trying to serve our senses instead of serving Krishna. It's possible that that may happen sometimes. So we have to be tolerant and lenient and not expect everything to be absolutely perfect in all of our dealings. We have to be perfect in our mood of forgiveness and tolerance. Why thinking about children's schooling, planning his future, considered an extended sense gratification instead of parental responsibility? Well, there's nothing wrong with planning the education of the children, but if they don't understand the basis of this human life, they don't understand the basis of education is to see everything as the property of Krishna and devote themselves to Krishna, then they are being misguided. The material side is there. Material education is there. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. Those things are also there, but they have to understand what is the ultimate purpose of existence. And then the material thing can be there, and one can learn how to offer the material thing in Krishna's service. In India, many people are doing Christian conversion in the name of Christianity, that their peace of reaching the people is 10 times faster than us. How to stop this? These people are becoming anti the Krishna than before. Cheating religion will be very attractive in this age of Kali, that's a fact. These Christians are not teaching genuine Christianity. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill, but they serve out meat in the church. It's completely rubbish. They're not turning people into Christians at all. to actually follow Christ, one has to take up this Bhagavad Gita. This is truly following the great saints. So how to convince the people of this actual process of spiritual awakening so they're not misled by these cheaters and rascals? Well, the most important thing is that we ourselves become very, very awakened in Krishna consciousness. That we ourselves strictly follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Not that we are quasi-followers of Srila Prabhupada. We're very, very pakka followers of Srila Prabhupada. That will give us potency. Our duty is to attract the whole world, so why are we not doing it? As I many times quoted, Prabhupada explains in his purport that one who is perfect in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, becomes Jagad Guru, and under his influence the whole world chants Hare Krishna. So we're not able to attract them. That means we are not pure in our own chanting. If you want to attract the whole world, then do it. You become a pure chanter and you can personally attract the whole world, you see. That's waiting for all of us to come to that level. Even if one of us can do that, the whole world will join this movement. So that's something to work on, becoming a pure chanter of the name. You want to add something? Guru Mataji, yeah?
Add to the previous question about saying material education for the children. It's nothing wrong about educating material, but if you have not done your duty, as Vrishabdhav says in the Bhagavatam, that one should not become a father unless they can deliver the kids from the mother, father, guru or devi gods or whoever. They should not be take the worship of the position that if they cannot deliver their kids. That is the prime duty.
That's right.
If you are missing the prime duty, then giving the animalistic propensities is not very valuable. It's all zeros.
Very good. Thank you very much. My japa's quality is bad. Please advise me what to do. Well, you can beg Krishna, my dear Lord, please bless me. I can purely chant your names. Could you please offer a special prayer to Srila Prabhupada, Lord Nityananda, that I could take shelter of the name, holy names, and become this genuine servant of the Vaishnavas. Actually, you should pray for that. We're all praying that you, whoever asks this question, you become the pure devotee of Krishna. But you should be begging your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, all the acharyas, to bless you with the awakening of pure love of God within your heart. Let's see here. Sometimes artificial flavors and colors are used for cooking bhoga for the Lord. Should they not be stopped as they are chemistry? I thought the Lord should not be offered anything artificial chemical. Well, it depends. I mean, sometimes it really depends how it tastes and how it looks. It's like there's artificial vanilla or real vanilla, but artificial vanilla has a nice taste also. It's a chemical combination, but it has a very nice taste, very similar to real vanilla. So it's not taboo to use things if they taste good or they look good. Yesterday, when you were narrating about Vishnu Janaswami, Maharaj, you felt a great feeling of separation. In our case, when we think of our counselor or senior devotees guide us, we don't feel like that. Rather, I have some uneasiness in heart about their way of doing difficult spiritual, different spiritual activities. How develop the genuine feelings for superiors who give everything for us but having difference of opinions? Well, I can tell you, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness, the more you appreciate all the devotees. Because you have to realize you are imperfect. Therefore, your perceptions of others are also tinged with imperfection. So the more you can actually appreciate all the devotees, that will be a symptom of your awakening in Krishna consciousness. And the more you find fault with them, you're just keeping yourself in the neophyte platform. Of course, it is the duty of senior devotees to point out the faults of the junior devotees. But the only ones who are really successful in pointing out faults are the ones who can really appreciate the glories of that person. Okay, you are a blazing example of how one can use the modern technology in preaching. Can you tell us how we can assist in preaching online and social media? What principles should we take care of? I don't know the specific situation of this devotee, so it's better he ask me personally. This is a very personal type of thing, how particular, because many devotees don't, you know, they don't have time to even think about the internet. So this devotee can send an email to me at tastenectar@gmail.com, and I'll deal with him personally. tastenectar@gmail.com. How to overcome the cheating of mind every time. Please guide. Hare Krishna. Well, you have to understand the mind is either your best friend or your worst enemy. So the way to conquer the mind is take guidance from those who are your superiors, who are more advanced than you. Serve them, hear from them, take their guidance, love them. That's how you can conquer your mind. More questions? Many times you mentioned in your classes become a pure devotee just now. Ever I find it difficult. Could you please elaborate on how to intensify bhakti and become a pure devotee right now? Well, you can beg for it. Thing is, if you're very eager that I must now become Krishna's pure devotee, what happens if you don't do it right now? Did you lose something? No. The more you're intense in your desire to become Krishna's devotee, pure devotee, the quicker, the faster it'll come. Say, well, I don't need a pure devotee now. I'll just be a karma mishra bhakti, a little sense grad, a little laziness, a little craziness, a little mayavad, it's okay. You got many lifetimes, Prabhu. If you say, I must now become Krishna's pure devotee, and every moment you're begging for it, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it will come much faster. What is the meaning of Jagannatha Swami Nayana Padagami Bhavatume? My dear Lord Jagannath, excuse me, my dear Lord Jagannath, please come to my vision. That means not just seeing the deity, but actually seeing Krishna manifested in front of your very eyes. Do you know that what it means? And Prabhupada ordered me. He said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So I was remembering that order that Prabhupada gave me when I went to Jagannath Darshan this morning. So I was intensely begging Lord Jagannath. My guru ordered me. You must become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So I was begging Lord Jagannath. Jagannatha Shami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Just begging him. Please bless me now. I can actually see your visual form of bliss before me. Is it? So that I see it, or I just see a deity. Well, of course, I saw the deity, but the deity actually is that form of bliss. But that I even experience it as a pure devotee, but experience it? No. But by begging like that I come closer? Yes. So you just got to keep begging and begging for that pure bhakti to come. And it may not come at that moment or then even the next decade or two. But if you keep begging for it, don't sleep in the class. Hari, boom! If you keep begging for it intensely, every day, even at every minute, Krishna, please bless me. I can be in absolute pure bhakti right now. You keep begging for it, it will definitely accelerate your process, guaranteed. It will accelerate it. The more you beg for it, Krishna reciprocates. Yeyatamang prapanyante tangstadaiva bhajam yaham vamamardmanam vartante manusha parsasarvashaha. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I board them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, so son of Prita. So if you're begging, Krishna does hear you, he does reciprocate. If you don't believe me, try it and you will taste the results. Guaranteed. How to come out of past experiences, it troubles me even after doing chanting and meditation. they will gradually fade away. Actually, there's a nice prayer by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's kind of a transcendental version of what they call Be Here Now. This is the transcendental version of Be Here Now. Bhaktivinoda says, forget the past that sleeps, and ne'er, that means never, and ne'er the future dream at all. Act in times that are with thee, and progress thee you shall call. So just focus on the here and now. Here I am right now at this very minute, April 30th, 2019, here in Pune, India. Here I am. I could die in the next 5 minutes. Could die in the next 30 seconds. You never know when death will come. So now let me die fully into complete surrender to Guru and Krishna with all my heart, with all my intelligence, everything I have. Let me now deeply, fully into pure devotional service. If you take that mood and always keep that mood, your advancement will become very, very quick. And you'll be ecstatic every day. In beginning, I tried hard to apply all the philosophy, but found that it is out of my capacity. I totally gave up hope. How do I get some enthusiasm again? Just follow what I just said. The fact is that this material ocean becomes shrunk down to the size of the water contained within the hoof print of a calf from one who is very, very determined to become Krishna's pure devotee. So shake off your lethargy, shake off your lack of faith, kick it out with boot and say, now I will become Krishna's devotee. Krishna, please bless me. I can be absolutely, totally surrendered to you at this very minute so I can cross over this dangerous ocean of Kali and enter into pure bhakti. Beg like that, intensely beg. Chant your japa in that mood. Hear the classes in that mood. Preach in that mood. Wash the pots in that mood. Offer an arti in that mood. Go out for preaching in that mood. And I guarantee you, Krishna will become your personal property. Is the desire to stay in a big opulent temple to serve sense gratification, provided one is given option to go to other temples and preach? Just take whatever comes. Take whatever comes. Don't think, well, I will only serve if I can be in a big opulent temple. I mean, why are you cheating yourself, Prabhu? Why are you cheating yourself out of the nectar of Krishna? When you totally give yourself to Krishna, now, my dear Lord, I'm your puppet. Make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. I'll stay here and serve for a billion lifetimes, or I'll go village to village, distributing prasadam, distributing books, whatever you want me to do, my Lord. I'm simply your sold-out servant. Why don't you embrace that mood? Why are you cheating yourself? Don't be a fool, don't be an idiot. Hear from the great acharyas how to become the owner of Krishna. More questions? Few incidents in the past have created a fear of death in me. Well, don't worry, you're never going to die. You think you're going to die? Why are you such a fool? You think you're going to die? You're not going to die. You are amara, or deathless. That means you're still thinking that you're that damn body. Kick it out. You're not your body. Your body is changing at every minute. The old blood corpuscles are dying off. The new blood corpuscles are taking their place. The body is like a riverbed through which the molecules are flowing at every minute. You're not that body. Just like the Mississippi River, take the Ganges here, we're in India. The Ganges River, there's water coming down from the Himalayas. Drops of water coming down, the snow melts, a drop of water comes out of the snow, it flows, it becomes the Bay of Bengal, you see. So what today is called, that drop of water was called the Bay of Bengal, yesterday it was called the Ganges, and last week it was called a particle of snow in the Himalayas, you see. So your body is in a constant flux. What I'm thinking is my body actually was your body yesterday because you exhaled some air molecules. I inhaled, they went in and became part of my body. So these bodies are constantly switching bodies to each other at every minute. Just by breathing in and out, we're changing bodies with each other at every minute. Sitting in this same room, we're switching bodies with each other right now, you see? So why are you so caught up in this false conception of the body? It's time to become intelligent and realize you're an eternal spiritual being, you see? You are deathless. What happiness of a devotee, when a devotee of the Lord dies, he doesn't die. Does he not feel the pain? He might feel pain. Then what's the big deal? You see, it's not, the pain is not, is external to the self. Even if you feel some pain, it's not you that's actually in pain. It's out there in the external energy. If you rip your shirt, did you get ripped? You're walking down the street and you walk by a bush and your kurta got caught in a thorn and your kurta went rip. Did you get ripped or your kurta got ripped? You see? So if you understand you're not that body, then even if it's the body is going through all kinds of hell, it's not me. This is Krishna's mercy to help me detach myself from false bodily identification. If you learn to see how the loving hand of Krishna is blessing you at every minute, then death is it's ecstatic, actually. Death is ecstatic. Wow, I spent my whole life serving my Guru Maharaj, and now I'm being taken to another dimension to become even more ecstatically absorbed in devotional service. Which realization comes first in spiritual life? That one is a servant of Krishna or one is a servant of Krishna? It depends how you're trained, you see. It really can depend. Everyone has their own individual story, you know. You first realize you're the servant of Krishna or the servant of Krishna. In my particular coming to Krishna consciousness, I realized that Lord Jesus was teaching the perfection. That one should be totally servant to God. So I was praying to God that I could become His perfect servant. My focus was to become a perfect servant of God. But then I learned to do that by becoming the servant of God. That's how to become the real servant of God. So it depends on everybody's individual situation. Any more questions? Wow. Okay, we got 10 minutes. Let's see if we can finish. Can you please again explain what is it? Chastisements and correction between snake and banana milk. Analogy. It's a very simple thing. The snake takes it as poison when the milk and bananas are there. So when you're corrected, you should take it as nectar, not as poison. That's the point. You should feel you're being blessed when someone points out your faults. They're blessing you. That's all. Take it as a blessing, not as, what do you mean? I'm not a pure devotee. If some senior devotee also is my well-wisher, makes repeated criticism, remarks on my shortcomings, I know it's good for me, but if sometimes hurt, I appear discouraging, how to take it? Eat your mind with shoes. If you get disturbed and someone corrects you, beat your mind with shoes. Don't beat them with shoes. Beat your mind with shoes. I start dreaming in my japa. Why does this happen? That means you need to stand up. You're falling asleep. Or you could be daydreaming also. Then you have to realize I need to come back to my prayer to Krishna. You're thinking, well, when is prasadam? No. You have to realize that this is the ultimate experience to become reconnected with Krishna in the form of His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How to develop firm faith in our parampara and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. What was the thing that hippies who didn't know anything about bhakti all are so now are so seriously valuing Krishna consciousness? Well, the one qualification of us hippies, we were not satisfied with the status quo. You see. We were trained as little kids growing up in post-World War II America to salute the flag, you know, my country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. You see. And now they said, now you got to go to Vietnam, go to the jungles of Vietnam and kill the Viet Cong. Didn't make any sense. You see. What in the world, why do we have to go to Vietnam and kill these people in the jungle? And so many young boys were killed, like 50,000 boys, American boys were killed. So we came rather skeptical about our government. We called our president's name was Richard Nixon. We called him Tricky Dicky. That was the nickname we used for him, Tricky Dicky. And that's how much we respected the President of the United States. And actually, he was impeached. He was brought down from office. So we really were totally skeptical about this great country called America. It's supposed to lead the whole world. And we were disgusted with the leadership of this country, of the United States. And we were looking for something better. We thought that we'll have a love and peace movement, you know, based on singing and dancing and loving one another. And that way we'll have a new world era. So that there was a sentiment amongst the hippies. There was like one song, hey people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. That was like a real theme song for the hippie movement, you see. Now we have to stop all this hate and learn how to love each other. But the trouble is that if you don't know the science of God, then that love becomes less. You see. But we had this sentiment for a love and peace revolution. We really did. We would go on these marches, you know, against the war in Vietnam, singing that song from the Beatles. All I'm saying is give peace a chance. Hundreds of us were marching through downtown Austin singing, give peace a chance. Taking that song that John Lennon had written. So there was a whole sentiment to bring, like a whole movement of young people who wanted to bring an era of peace and happiness to the whole world. And I totally I was totally dedicated to that. But I finally realized that Prabhupada was the one who really knew what he was doing. We didn't. You see. So that was my experience. I wanted to see a love and peace revolution, but I realized these Hare Krishna people are the ones who know how to do it. We don't really know, but they do, you see. Just like there was the famous festival called the Woodstock Festival, supposed to be the greatest love and peace festival in the history. And everyone was singing and dancing and hugging and there's a lot of loving feelings there. So they thought to have another Woodstock Festival in California, at the Altamont racetrack. And I went to that festival. The whole mood is we're going to have another Woodstock, another love and peace festival. But it turned really sour. I was sitting there looking on the hill, looking down on the stage. Some guy took off all his clothes. And so guys from the Hell's Angels came over, smashing him. They were punching him. This is bad vibe. I'm getting out of here. And that night, somebody was actually murdered. That love and peace festival. So the hippie movement was kind of crashing in on itself by that time. The Altamont Festival marked the end of optimism. Instead of the peace sign, peace, 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 it became all power to the people. That was the new one. Political power, all power of the people. And I couldn't stand it. And I went to California and Berkeley, that was the thing. All power of the people. I went to some gathering of some hippie people, and one black guy was there. He came up to me, he said, what would you do
if I handed you a machine gun.
Like, blow away the police. I mean, it was all, the hippie movement basically fell apart. And this militant, anti-government, you know, use machine guns to blow away the police sort of mentality was coming in. So Prabhupada, when I saw that Prabhupada was really knew what he was talking about, it, this is really it, I was really grateful that Prabhupada came and gave this formula, how I could achieve perfect peace and how we can have perfect peace and love throughout the entire world. It was really a great blessing. Prabhupada's movement. You see, your question, answer, and sessions is so powerful and absorbing that I feel like they should go on for eternity. Eternity, wow. Think we could do that? I mean, they had 7 days nonstop. You think we could sit here for all of eternity and just have questions and answers? What do you think, everybody? But maybe for all of eternity we could do this. It's possible spiritually, actually. We could just sit here for all of it. Just imagine if we could have a question and answer session that would broadcast from this room all over the world, and every television, every internet channel, every website, the whole, everywhere you've looked all over the world, they would tune into this conversation. Just imagine if we could do that. That would be really awesome, wouldn't it? So let's try for pulling up a global spiritual revolution. That's all I can say. Distribute books, Harinam, cultivation programs, you know, festivals. Let's just make this thing more and more powerful, more and more attractive, more and more pure, so that day will come when, in fact, all the high court judges on this planet will indeed be wearing Vaishnava tilak. Not Shiva tilak, but Vaishnava tilak, you see. Lord Shiva is actually a pure devotee of Krishna, you see. That's confirmed by Lord Brahma. Charam yatandati vikar vishesha yogat sanjayate nihitatap patagasti heto yasham bhutam apitatas samapatikaryan govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. This milk is transformed into yogurt by the action of acids, but the effect yogurt is neither the same as nor different from its cause milk. So I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. So we want to preach in such a way that all the Shiva devotees will come, the Durga devotees will come, the Christians will come, the Muslims will come, the Sikhs, the Jains, the Hindus, Ganesh followers. We want to preach in such a way that in the United Nations, in New York City, they will have Hare Krishna Kirtan before they begin their meetings. You see? That's how we have to preach. Then the U.S. Congress will have a kirtan before they begin their meetings. This is the kind of preaching we have to do. We have to take over the world for Prabhupada mood. I want all of you to have that mood right now and to keep it in your heart from now until you leave your body. And some of you may want to take even birth after birth until we pull off, completely Krishnize the whole planet, or even the whole universe, or even the whole material existence. Why not pray for the deliverance of all the living entities throughout the whole material existence, that every single conditioned soul who's caught up in the cycle of birth and death can be liberated back to their original relationship with Krishna? Why not pray for the deliverance of all the jiva souls? What is the harm of begging Krishna if they can become delivered? At least we'll get delivered. So anyway, Guru Mataji and I were really happy to be here with you all. It's a very, very special treat for us to come here to this wonderful preaching that you all are doing here. The atmosphere is really, really phenomenal. And we can't ever thank you enough for having this wonderful temple, wonderful deity worship, wonderful sangha, just a sweet, 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 can't be beat atmosphere here at ISKCON Pune, New Vedic Cultural Center. So we thank especially to your President Vadesham Prabhu, your Vice President Ravati Pati Prabhu, and all of the senior devotees here, and all and everyone here, the congregation, everyone, we're working together to make this temple a grand success. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Premananda. So now we're heading out to the eco village, and from there we're going to Latvia and Lithuania and Russia and a country called the United States, and from there we're going to Mauritius, South Africa, Australia, and to Los Angeles, our former world headquarters. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we all have experienced the last 5 days have been so wonderful from Friday onwards till today. Because when Prabhuji and Mataji come, that their association uplifts the spirit of everyone. The whole day becomes so ecstatic, the contemplation becomes so focused on Srila Prabhupada teachings and pure devotion service. So it's a very great fortune that they are very merciful and kind to us. They give us their association twice in a year and uplift the spirit and the enthusiasm of everyone through the teachings and through especially through question answers. As I was telling earlier also, that we don't get so many questions in the entire year actually for any speaker. If you put entire year's question answers on one side and 4 or 5 days, twice in a year, Prabhuji's visit, that will, the questions which he answered will outweigh the question which I answered by all other times. So it's a very great fortune, because the greatest mercy of the Lord comes in the form of His dedicated, devoted devotees. And when we hear from them, then the Shraddha, the faith, get transmitted. I mean, we all know the basic teaching, we are not the body, we are the soul, and we are in the three modes of nature, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and we have to become a pure devotee. But oftentimes our mind takes over and these things remain just kind of knowledge part, information part. But when we hear and see such great, wonderful devotees practicing the principles for last 5 decades and traveling and preaching all over the planet at such an age of 72, that seeing that and hearing from such personalities convert that information into deep faith, into realization. So that's their mercy. Yesterday, we were hearing Prabhupada lecture, and Prabhupada said that because devotees, anyone can become devotee only when they serve the devotee. So a devotee's duty to travel all around and give people in general a chance to hear about Krishna and to serve the devotees. So they have imbibed that spirit that they move around, giving the people a chance to hear about Krishna and also to offer some service in some way so that they can become elevated in Krishna consciousness. So let us pay our humble obeisances and express our gratitude to them by paying the obeisances. Pancha Kalbutaru Vesha Kripa Sindhu.
Pancha Kalbutaru Kripa Sindhu. Padlinam Pavandevyo Vaishnavi Namo Namaha. Jai Vaishnava.
So there is prasadam for everyone in the prasadam hall. We have a brief announcement. This year, the next visit for Prabhuji and Mataji was scheduled for 1st November to 5th of November. So that date happens to be the date during the Kartik Yatra, when most of us will be going for Kartik. So we are planning to prepone the visit, and for that, we want to raise a little fund for providing for the tickets. So those tickets are costing around 85,000 from Delhi to Pune and Pune to Delhi. And we are looking for a little contribution from the devotees who will willingly and voluntarily like to contribute for that. Then the visit will be from 10th October coming and then going back on around 14th October. But we'll really be happy that if we can invite them here and take association of their wonderful, Katha and questions or sessions. So if you are interested in sponsoring a part of the ticket amount, then please meet me after this announcement, before going for Prasadam. So we'll collect the amount and then provide for the ticket so we can have their association in the Kartik, before Kartik month also. Thank you very much.
All of you. Here comes the mic, G.
The funds has to be raised sooner because it's holding for 5 days only. After that, it will be cancelled.
Yeah, today only.
Actually, on October 10, they are flying from London through their international trip, and they are arriving at Delhi, and they have agreed, because it's a hectic travel again coming from Delhi to Pune and then going back from Pune to Delhi to go to Vrindavan. So it's a little hectic for the schedule also, but they have kindly agreed that if we can arrange for the ticket, then they will be happy to give their association. So before going for Prasadam, those of you who would like to contribute some part of this amount, please meet me. I will be here itself, and then we'll see the whole situation and then declare the dates. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. His Grace Sankarshan Dasadgari Prabhu Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Thai Gaur Premanandi.